Dankrupt, described as a Cali rock band, has been playing for a few years now. Grant, who plays guitar and sings, tried to describe where the Dankrupt style comes from and how it came to be.
Stylistically, it's just that diversity of each of us as musicians, as players, and living in California. There's just so much going on. There's so many just like diverse cultures, styles of music, venues. It's really like a beautiful blend of just a lot of different things coming together to morph into something, you know, bigger than ourselves. So it really is evolving day by day, but it's like a crazy blend of just California, Cali rock.
Justin, their drummer and newest member, described what the music means to him.
I think it's all about, honestly, good energy, putting out positive vibe. You know, that's what it's about. Every song's different, you know, and it can have a different message for anything, but it's all about positive vibes. If you feel good about the music, you feel good. If you want to dance, if you want to watch, it's about everything, you know, so.
Juno-raised Nick Banzanac, the band's bassist, was excited to play at Thunder Mountain High School on Friday night and talked about that event.
Yeah, Friday is Thunderfest. It's going to start at like 8, I think. Mm-hmm. You can come watch a bunch of students play. There's a local band that's not going to be on the Saturday night Winter Wipeout show that you'll be able to see. And then we're going to close out with like a partial set. But all those funds go straight to the band program, helps out VK over there and the directors, and allows the kids to go on trips, get instruments. So it's a fun rock show where they get to participate, and then anyone who goes, it supports the whole program.
Nick also explained how the Winter Wipeout Music Festival came together.
Saturday's show is in partnership with Cancer Connection. A bunch of businesses have jumped on board with that, with fundraising and helping out. So we've got a ton of help from all over the community. So we were able to turn a show that was like, let's jam, let's throw something on, to, well, let's make it a little deeper than that, you know. Maybe kind of like the music, we're trying to just go to a different level.
Enrique, who plays guitar, talked about the future plans of Dankrupt.
We're planning to start working on 4 new tracks. We're actually going to play a lot of them here for the first time, so it's going to be really cool. But we're also trying new things. We're going to work with this new producer. Now we're trying to explore a new vision, a new sound. We're exploring and working on that, and we're really excited to show the people what we're going to be putting out next.
Grant talked about how personal the music is for Dankrupt.
Instead of trying to create some massive, you know, idea of how we can make it, we're trying to exploit ourselves and who we are as a band and as individuals, as musicians. So like just through the music and through the videos, we're trying to really just let the world know what we have to offer and see how we can make a change, you know, town to town.
Tickets will be $10 for Thunderfest. Saturday will be the Winter Wipeout Fest at the Jack, starting at 7 p.m. The concert will also be fundraising for the Southeast Alaska Cancer Connection. Tickets are available at jahc.org, either Hearthside Books location or the Rainy Retreat Books. Winter Wipeout is a 21 and older event. For News of the North, I'm Alex McCumbers.